Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. Today, we have an incredible special guest. Her name is Alexandra Hainsworth. So, she's not just a British Australian singer, songwriter with over a million Spotify streams. She is a powerhouse creative. She blends pop, soul, jazz, country, and EDM into music that really moves people. And now she's stepping into the literary world with her brand new book, Kingdom of Flight, which was released on August 15th of this year. So we're diving into her journey today and how she brings stories to life through her music and her words, what inspires her, and how she's carving her own unique path as an artist. So this is going to be a conversation full of inspiration, creativity, and heart. So stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss this one. Alexandra, it is so good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how are you doing? You're all the way across the world in Australia. So it's morning for me and it's nighttime for you. We were just talking about that.
That's right. It's a full, is it 12 hours? Something like that. Yeah,
Yeah,
we're saying
something like that.
yeah.
Interesting. So, why don't you introduce us to yourself in your own words? Who is Alexandra?
A lot of things, a lot of different things. I am a singer, but I'm also an animal advocate. I'm a narrator, and now I'm a published author. So I like to branch out into a lot of different areas. And the most, but what is at my core is definitely my music, and that you'll see that on Spotify with the different types of genres I work with, as a pop artist.
Yeah, I noticed you have like this just holistic, wholesome, like eclectic group of things that you do, and I find that so inspiring. Congratulations first on the new book. Looks
Thank
amazing.
you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been really exciting to get it out into the world. Kingdom of Flight is a is ex an exciting sci-fi dystopia, and I really just couldn't wait for the 15th of August. I was really just hanging in there, and yeah, just to know that it's out there and we're getting the reviews back now, and it's just been a really a journey for sure.
Yeah, amazing. Why don't you tell us what inspired that book?
Yeah, so Kingdom of Flight is a sci-fi dystopia, like what I said. It's inspired by a futuristic view of the Earth. So, due to climate change, the sea levels rising to such a degree that there is only one landmass left, and it is the highest peaked landmass. And so so human race is no longer in existence, and the new dominant species are birds. And so what happens there is we go through this journey and this roller coaster about how do this last species, land species, how do they continue life, and how are they surviving? And it's anthropomorphic, so it's like Lion King. So you have the talking animals going through and then talk about their lives and how they're getting through this whole experience. And it's very deep. The book is very deep also. So there's a lot going on in it. And me and Victor Paul are very proud of it.
Well, I'm interested to know how they survive, so I guess I'm going to have to read
Yeah. I've got the book right
the
here. This is my this is me and Victor on the back. Yeah, it's really an adventure. It's a sci-fi, it's a dystopia, and it's also allegorical in its meaning. And it's exciting. It's good.
Awesome. I can feel your excitement through the screen right now. So how did you transition from, writing lyrics to writing a novel with such creativity?
Well, it's a novella, so it's 56 pages, but yeah, it was still like an incredibly difficult thing to achieve because you've going from songwriting, obviously it's only a page of information. Even though you pour your heart and your soul into it, it's a short piece of writing. Whereas a novella is well, this one I think we I think it was like 10,000 plus words. So it's and it brings you into all the juicy bits of the story and the most interesting parts, and develops the characters really quickly. But yeah, going from songwriting into a novella, that was really tough. I was having headaches, put it that way. So yeah, it was a journey and a half, and I really am so like fortunate and grateful to gone into that pathway, because it's just another way to get my message out, which is one of a wholesome message, which is what you were explaining just before.
Yeah, I find that so interesting, and I'm interested to know, is there a connection between your music and this book?
Sure, like I'm always putting out an underlying message of being true to yourself, being honest, and being a person of integrity. And that is just throughout anything that I do, whether it's painting, narration, so singing, songwriting, writing. So it's basically that's me to a core, and that's the message I'm trying to put out there. I'm Christian myself, so I believe in a higher power, and I believe that it's good to be good to people around us and to be good people. And so that's essentially what I'm trying to do with my art. And I think it's just beautiful that it's touching people in the way that the Victor and I are wanting it to do as well.
So that leads me to my next question is, what do you hope that people take away from your book after they read your words?
So I'm really hoping people walk away thinking, "What was that?" in a really good way, because it's just going to be like a wake up call almost, because it's about the future and about how fragile our Earth really is, especially in climate change and in just in the way that our society functions as well, and the way that we deal with conflict. And so it's really like it's thought provoking, and I really hope people will walk away from it thinking that was such a great read. I want to know more. I want to be part of this Kingdom of Flight journey. And we have other novellas that are coming up as well. So that's an exciting development coming through. And I hope people will look at this and read this and just want to be part of it.
So every day I go into the forest for a walk after I finish on all the screens. And I went there on the weekend and there was this sign saying that they were going to spray a pesticide to get rid of like a bug population. And it absolutely broke my heart. So when you mentioned how fragile the world is, when I walk around the forest and I see the intricate details of everything, it's just so beautiful. And the way that we control the earth. It's heart-wrenching to me. Can you relate to that at all?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm a vegetarian myself, and I think it's so important that we either reduce or eliminate our meat and seafood intake, because that's to do with the forests, and that's to do with the ocean in it and its health and the ecosystems and everything that's involved with it. The Earth is so complex. I think it's really sometimes beyond us how complex and how interrelated it is. And so the book goes through that. Where it's at, basically. I mean, so humans are no longer in existence because of this over effort to consume the earth and to control it. And that's essentially why there's now a kingdom of flight in the story, where the birds have actually are the ones that are still left.
I love that. So I'm curious to know more about you. What were you like as a child?
Okay. I was always a very shy kid. So might surprise a lot of people. I find I do a bit of a transformation when I'm on stage and when I'm doing my singing, or when I'm doing my narration or speaking to a group of people. But as a kid, I was really, really shy. I would definitely be the one in the corner of the classroom doing a drawing and just being away from everyone. But And I always absolutely loved animals, so you couldn't get me to stay inside too long. I was always outdoors, which so that might be something you connect with because you of your walks in the forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, so I can picture you drawing in the corner of a classroom. When did you start getting into music?
I was always like, as a kid, well, my parents describe it as like they couldn't shut me up sort of thing. Like I was always singing, always. And it didn't matter what was on the radio, I was always mimicking it and sort of like testing my vocals right from being really small. And so it was just something that came really naturally and something I really enjoyed. And I think it really just wasn't like contrived in any way. It was just coming out. And that's how I feel about that. Everyone has skills and abilities, and those God-given talents, we need to bring them out and we need to nurture them. And for me, that was something that I just came really naturally to me.
So you're working with like Sony and your music is getting out there. So tell us a little bit about your music and your musical journey.
It's been a long journey for me. It's not an easy journey either, but it's probably I've been so true to myself during that time, and I've learned so much about myself as well. I'm always trying to like develop and to create something new. That's why you'll always find in my songs that I'm a pop artist, but you'll see elements of all different types I really try and put a lot of different elements in there, and it's something that I find to be very rewarding.
So I was going to ask you that because there's like a blend of pop, soul, jazz, country, and EDM. And so do you feel like that's different aspects of you, or is that just the way the expression comes out? Because sometimes I feel like society needs labels, right? So this is pop, this is soul, this is jazz, this is country, but perhaps it's just music, right? So what is your take on that?
It is music. It's all beautiful to what it is. I mean, I find that I'm so like to just stick to one. Even though my main genre is pop, I delve into the others because there's something in every genre that's beautiful, and I like to just highlight that in my song, my songs in general. Because I'm so inspired by so many different things. On my Spotify playlist, I listen to so many different types of music because I just enjoy like such a vast like diverse range at all. Maybe if you listen to it with like with the way that I'm trying to do it, that's blended into this way, maybe you'll enjoy it more. And it's, just little things like that that I think can really open people's eyes.
So who would you collaborate with? If you could collaborate with any artist in the world, living or gone, who would you collaborate with? Or in a different way to ask that question, who have been your biggest mentors?
So who would I collaborate with? Who's the biggest mentor?
Yeah, so like who have you been inspired by the most in the artist world? Or perhaps you have a different way of answering that question. I'm just curious.
I have a lot of different influences and inspirations. Amy Winehouse is a big one for me. I'm also just really love everything that Celine Dion ever did and does. Whitney Houston, just the big powerhouse kind of vocals they always get to me. I think it really hits the soul. And anyone who's really just being so unique as well and has a really unique sound, because really, especially in a world that's really technologically orientated now as well, I think it's really fantastic when people hold true to what their sound as a singer. And yeah, that's my take on it anyway.
Beautiful. So before you perform, do you have a ritual?
I'll say I have a ritual. I mean, it's I guess for me, I try to calm my whole mind because so much is going on all the time. I wouldn't say I'm an overthinker, but I definitely need to just cancel out the noise. Sometimes for me, it's actually just listening to classical music. I think that resets my wiring. So that could be something that is my reset button.
Yeah, this frequency speaks to your mind, it calms you down.
Yeah, for sure.
So interesting. So, if your younger self could see you now with your book launch and your music, what do you think she would say to you?
I think there might be a lot of like surprise, surprise. Lots of things going on now because I think I definitely underestimated myself a lot when I was younger. I would think like I wasn't capable of doing a lot of the things that I'm doing now. So I think it would just be like a shock, actually. Yeah. But I think I've grown so much that's I don't know, that's how I would describe it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Come a long way, right? You look back and you think of yourself at that age, and you could never have predicted what path you really were going to take, right? And I think so many of us try and grasp onto this control. But I love how you just like let your creativity flow through you and how you're delivering that to the world and how you're inspiring through your art. That's really inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I want, for anyone listening, if there is something you're passionate about, make it organically come from you and nurture it. That's my opinion on that, because we all have something, some skill or ability or passion. And yeah, it's not supposed to be manipulated or controlled. It's supposed to be something that comes naturally. And that's, I guess that's why like life takes us all on a bit of a roller coaster, but it's finding those moments and those key things that make you who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I just want to ask you a few more questions about your book. Do you mind actually holding it up so we can see what the cover it looks like?
Yes, here
Beautiful.
we go.
That's so pretty. I love it. And
King of
so I'm so
Light.
curious. Tell us a little bit about the
As you
characters in
can
the
see, we've
book.
got the three main characters.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have Nero the Crow, and he is a power-hungry maniac. We've got Acomo, who is the is the guardian of the island, like the wise old owl. She is a real stabilizing factor for the island. We have Zoltan character, but he has a past that we go into a little bit as well.
So
And there are
birds,
more
why did you
characters.
choose birds?
Why birds? Birds are incredible, that's why. But also they have this amazing ability to survive, and the book is about survival. The biology of a bird is similar to ancient dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were around for 150 million years. So what we're saying here is that, well, the birds were adaptive to what happened to the earth, and they survived. And that's the thing, like when you adapt like with the natural environment, That's what we're kind of saying. That's why they survive.
Yeah, birds are amazing. I met an owl in the forest and it totally changed my life. And people are going to think I'm nuts, but I swear to God, this owl changed my entire life. I just love birds so much and it's so
Oh.
cool. Yes. I agree with you. Birds are just these fantastical creatures that are so underestimated on so many levels. So I'm excited to read your book. Where can people find
Okay.
it?
So, Kingdom of Flight is available on all major online bookstores. So, if Amazon's your thing, go there. And it's also available on the Austin Macaulay website as well. So, but if you Google it, just Google it, guys, Kingdom of Flight, Alexandra Haynsworth Victor Paul, you will find it. And it's on paperback or ebook if you're more of a person who wants it on your tablet or your phone. There's that option as well. For me, I love paperback, but everyone's different.
Yeah, I like to be able to smell it. I like the smell of
Yeah.
books. Like I love, like I literally will read a page and then I sniff it. And then I read another
Yes.
page and I sniff it. Yeah, there's something about the book, right? Like a tablet just doesn't do justice.
Yep, no, fair enough. I'm a full-on paperback person. Even just having a bookmark as well, I just think it's fun. This is our Kingdom of Flight bookmark, and I just little things I like about it.
Yeah, agreed. And so where can people find more about you and where can they find your music?
I have a website, alexandrahainsworth.com, and also I'm on Spotify, Alexandra Hainsworth, and then Instagram is my main social media platform. So any update to do with my music books will be there. So go check it out.
Beautiful. We will link all of that in the show notes as well. So, Alexandra, it's been so much fun talking to you today. Do you have any last minute things you want to say before we go for today? Maybe a reflection on the conversation?
Well, I think well, it's been a wonderful conversation with you, Lisa, and thank you for having me. And it's yeah, I just would like to just say to everyone listening that keep doing you and enjoy your own creativity or your own logical skill or whatever it is you are good at, because that's what it's all about. So, and go and have a wonderful day as well.
And you have a wonderful sleep.
Yeah, it's not so much day for me. It's close to going to bed.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure meeting you, and you just radiate such light. And I'm truly
Thank you.
excited to read about the owl in your story.
Yes, I think you're going to love Okomo the owl.
Beautiful. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in. You just heard from Alexandra Haynsworth. She's all the way in Australia and she's a beautiful artist with a beautiful book. So go check her out and come back next time. And before you go, do not forget to like and subscribe. Until next time, take care, everybody.